Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. The leaves are falling, they're turning colors, and fall is here. The question is, what do you do with all those leaves once they're on the ground? The Yard and Garden experts from Iowa State University have a few suggestions and a few thoughts to keep in mind in this week's Yard and Garden update. First of all, do you need to remove those leaves from your lawn anyway? Well, the first question would be how much you want to get in an argument with your neighbors, but once you get beyond that, what are those leaves doing on your lawn? We know that our turf grass plants, such as lawn and other things in the yard, use sunlight, water, and nutrients to manufacture the food. In the fall, what that means is the lawn areas or grass beneath the large trees are often completely covered with leaves. This leaf debris will prevent the turf grass from manufacturing and storing food prior to winter, which will decrease their ability to survive the cooler winter weather. A thick layer of leaves, when little or no grass is visible, will need to be raked up and removed to ensure that those grass plants still have plenty of access to the sunlight they need to stay alive until they remove all of the green from their leaves and store the food below the ground to get through the winter. It is possible to deal with a thin layer of leaves if you have large areas of grass clearly visible. Without raking them, you can do this by chopping them up with a mulching mower or something similar to that. These small quantities of shredded leaves will filter down into the grass canopy rather than rest on the surface of the grass, and will actually provide some benefit to the grass in the way of giving back and mulching that grass a little bit. If you're choosing to put those leaves in your compost pile, you want to make sure that you're watching the amounts you put in. Leaves have been known to sit in compost piles for quite a while, especially with some of the cool rainy weather we've been having lately, when those leaves sort of stick together in big clumps. What you want to remember is that leaves contain high levels of carbon and small amount of nitrogen. So the microbes that decompose leaves and other types of organic matter require quite a bit of nitrogen for their own metabolism and growth. So a compost pile composed mainly of leaves will decompose very slowly because the leaves don't contain adequate amounts of nitrogen for those microbes to survive. If you want to promote quicker decomposition of your leaf pile, mix your leaves with grass clippings or other materials that are high in nitrogen, and if possible, shred the leaves a little bit prior to composting. As smaller the size of the material, the faster it will decompose. You can also do this by constructing a compost pile in layers. Each 6 to 8 inch layer of plant material, that would be the mix of leaves and grass clippings, should be topped with about an inch or so of soil or compost or some other nutrient-rich mixture. A small amount of all-purpose garden fertilizer, such as a balanced 10-10-10 mix, can be added to supply nitrogen to the microbes as well. Continue to build that compost pile in those layers with 6 to 8 inches of plant material and 1 inch of soil or compost until the compost pile is about 3 to 5 foot high. Finally, to speed up decomposition, water the pile regularly to make sure that it has adequate moisture to break down, but you don't want it to be running out the bottom. That may mean it's too wet and is killing the heat on the inside. And make sure you turn it about once every 2 weeks through the winter, again, to speed it up for maximum rate of decomposition. And finally, can you use those leaves as mulch? Well, it depends on what you're trying to mulch. Shredded or composted leaves are an excellent mulch for vegetable gardens, raspberry plantings, perennial flower beds, and around those trees and shrubs. While the leaves of some trees, such as oak, are acidic, they can safely be used around the yard and garden, as a few oak leaves will have very small effect on the soil pH. Now, obviously, if you have some plants like blueberries that you're wanting to target with that high acidity, you could shred those up and put them specifically around the blueberries. Pine needles also work well for this purpose, to acidify the soil around those things that you would like to have be growing that way. However, if you are trying to use your leaves to mulch certain things. Strawberries are not a great winter mulch material. Herbaceous perennials are also not a great place to put your composted leaves. Plants that are covered by the leaves over the winter months may be damaged due to the excess moisture trapped under the leaves, especially, again, we mentioned this cool, moist weather we're having right now. The best option for those strawberries or herbaceous perennials would be clean, weed-free wheat, oat, or soybean straw. That is an excellent winter mulch for those strawberries and perennials, as it would be a little lighter and would not have quite as much moisture to be trapped under there and sticking to those leaves. So this information on how to deal with your fallen leaves is available on the Iowa State University Extension website, one of the top news stories there, or you can Google yard and garden to come up with all the past ISU Extension yard and garden columns. Also, a reminder going into fall, we're in the middle of re-enrollment time for our local 4-H clubs. We do have a number of community clubs in the Cass County 4-H program, and we also are really getting going with a program called Clover Kids. Clover Kids groups are groups of youth in grades kindergarten through third. And these Clover Kids groups do not have the typical business meetings that would be associated with a 4-H club, but they focus more on age-appropriate activities and learning basic skills such as fine motor development, interacting with their peers, and giving back and being kind. So if you are interested in the Clover Kids group, we had three of them in the county last year, and that has increased to 8 in the county for the current 4-H year that we're now enrolling for. For more information on either the Clover Kids program or the community club program for youth in grades 4 through 12, you can give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Stop by the Extension Office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic on the fairgrounds, or you can find that information, including a list of all the current clubs in Cass County on the Cass County Extension website. And if you have any questions or want more information, just give us a call. We'd be happy to help you out. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.